Hello everyone and welcome back to our school podcast. Today's episode is a little bit different because we're not just in the classroom, we're heading out into the woods. That's right, our Year 6 children recently went on an exciting outdoor learning trip where they spent the day exploring nature, taking part in activities and learning in a completely different environment. Instead of sitting at desks, they were surrounded by trees, fresh air and lots of space to explore. From teamwork challenges to discovering the natural world, it was a day full of adventure. We've come along to hear all about their experiences, what they got up to, what they learned, and of course what they enjoyed the most. So let's go and meet our Year 6 outdoor explorers. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Excellent. Right, so we got a few questions to see how you, what you did on the day and how you felt about it. So the first question, what was your first thought when you arrived at the woods? Anyone can answer.
So I thought it looked pretty nice. There was lots of trees, lots of nature. Got to get my fresh air in. So yeah, I found it pretty nice. And I just found it fun.
Anyone else?
So when we were walking up across the path, my friend was talking to me and she said, oh, this would be the perfect place to play hide and seek. Mm. My other friend said, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. How did it feel learning outside instead of learning inside the classroom?
It was very nice just because you don't just sit at a desk and listen to the teacher. You get to explore and have some fun too.
Okay, interesting. So a follow-up question would be, what was the most exciting part of the trip for you?
It was when we played hide and seek. It was quite fun, especially with a very packed surrounding with lots of nature and fun things to just blend in with. It was quite fun.
Good.
So it was also kind of nice to play hide and seek because while we were playing hide and seek, me and my other friend were very good at hiding and it took these guys a pretty long time to get us. So then they asked us, which class are you from? And we're supposed to be in 6B, but we said 6A and they actually went away. But then they came back and they knew it was us.
So you ended up tricking them?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And what activities, was hide and seek the only activity that you did? Which other activities did you take part in?
So hide and seek wasn't the only activity we did. We explored the playground and the gym as well. And I really enjoyed climbing and exploring and learning new life skills.
Are you scared of heights?
Not really. But, well, I was then, but I sort of overcome my fear.
Excellent. That's the main thing. You're overcoming your fears and obviously using new skills and so on.
Also, instead of being at the playground and playing hide and seek, our teachers took us to explore a bit of the forest, like to walk through it. And we also had this very interesting noise. And I think it was a parrot.
Oh, interesting. When I was younger, when I went on trips, one of the trips we went to was we went to the forest, exactly like you. And all they gave us was a map and a compass. And they said to us, go and explore and find your way out of the forest. The teachers had put up posters to give us some clues. And eventually you find your way out of the forest. So it seems like you had a similar experience. So what new skills did you learn? Was there anything in particular you learnt on the day? Or were they skills you've already learnt and you utilised them?
Since you're in the wild and there's going to be lots of other nature that can possibly hurt you. So, for example, there's plants with thorns and they're really light. So what I did is I stepped on them and then walked through so none of them would touch me.
Excellent, good. So that's good. That's a very good skill because sometimes you're going to be going to the forest or the woods as you get older. And that's a good skill to understand. You can step on them and then get past a particular path. Excellent. Anyone else?
So I learned some rock climbing and how to climb really high heights and cross bridges high up in the air.
Excellent.
I improved my strength as in the gym there was lots of hard exercises. It was arm and leg day. So, yes, I was doing reps and sets. Yes.
Okay, good. All right, here's a controversial question. Do you think you like better learning better in nature or in the classroom?
It's better in nature since you get to explore more, and you, as I said, you don't just sit at a table and listen to the teacher. You get to go outside, breathe, learn like a lot of other stuff instead of just math, English, and like history. You get to see like different new plants, trees, and it's very interesting.
Excellent. Good. Anyone else?
In my opinion, I actually prefer the classroom just because I have a really big ick for creepy crawlies.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're sitting around, there might be a lot of stuff to distract you in the wilderness, and you might not be able to focus.
Yeah, I agree. There's probably some pros and cons of going out into the forest, but I think once in a while it is quite interesting and it's quite useful. Did you see any interesting animals or plants? Or
we saw this, I think it was a parrot.
A parakeet.
Our teacher, he spotted it first, and we all, it was kind of like blended in with all the leaves and like the trees. It was very hard to spot, but we spotted it.
And what was the bird doing?
It was just sitting there.
Just sitting there, minding its own business.
Pardon?
Minding its own business?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I found it pretty intriguing because when I was in the woods, I didn't find any animals, to be honest. I saw about, like, two birds, maybe.
No squirrels?
No squirrels at all.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So, I found quite an interesting type of fauna. It was...
Do you want to explain to the listeners what a fauna is?
So, a fauna is basically a scientific word for an animal. So, I found a very interesting type of fauna. And it was sort of like the bone of an animal.
Oh, interesting.
And it had... flesh as well, with a bit of blood as well.
Did you tell your teacher?
No, because my teacher was in the woods, and
oh, okay.
we were in like the grass.
Oh, I see. So you're a different area. Okay, interesting.
I saw a squirrel.
You saw a squirrel?
Yeah, we were playing hide and seek
with the squirrel.
No, we were playing it as like a group. So me and my friend, we hid in a spot, and me and him, technically, I won the game because they already saw him, and then. What happened was, we came out since I won and they already found everyone, and then we saw the squirrel just running from one place to another. It was like running on like very fast.
Excellent. Now, here's another question. Now, obviously, when you go out to the woods, you're not just going out to just have fun. You're there to also work. Did you have any teamwork activities that you had to do? So did you have to work as a team? Were there things that you had to rely on as a team that you couldn't do individually?
So when we did play hide and seek, it was for our class, it was boys against girls. Mm-hmm. And near the end, we had, say, the boys were hiding and the girls were seeking. We had the boys and they were cheering on the two boys that we couldn't find, and then vice versa with the girls.
Okay, interesting.
So, in our class, when we were playing the hide-and-seek, we had quite a small group. So it was only, like, I'd say 10 or 9 people. And we decided to seek in groups. So 2 or 4 would seek, and the other 4 or 5 would hide. So we really worked together to find those other people and look for them and... see any signals, hear anything, that we would honestly tell each other so then we could find them really easily.
Okay, it's interesting. You've mentioned a few things about listening, signalling. These are probably skills you use in real life anyway, but you've now used them obviously in a sort of in the forest environment, which also helped you play hide and seek, which is quite interesting.
Also, me and my friend, we combined our mindset to create a perfect hiding spot that nobody found us. But the problem is, he was very fast at running, but he kept on getting caught before me, and then we were hiding in the same spot. So I think it's very easy for me to hide since I'm very small. And we combined our mindsets to find a spot, and then he also kept on winning at games. But since we combined our minds, we had like very good hiding spots where we could have hide.
So that would I have a question then. What was the biggest challenge you faced on the day? Was there something you thought, I am not going to try that? Or you tried it and you still couldn't accomplish the task?
Maybe, for example, not trying to be scared that it's easy to see some stuff which you find very strange and you don't like.
And was there something you found that made you feel scared or strange?
Luckily not, but before we entered the forest, we could see like this tower, mm-hmm. and we weren't able to go there, but there were like thoughts going through my mind, like, are there spirits in the forest and stuff like that.
So you thought the part of the forest was haunted?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I was in the gym and there was a really hard obstacle, and I sort of overcame the obstacle by riding really, really, really fast on the treadmill.
Okay, interesting. Okay, good. Now, it seems like you all had an amazing day, and obviously there's only six of you here today, and I'm assuming everyone from your class had an amazing day. What was your favourite moment of the day? What was that one moment you left the day and you thought, that was amazing? I made some amazing memories. I would definitely go back with my friends or my class again and do it again.
So we were playing Duck, Duck, Goose, and the ground was very slippery. So basically, one of my friends, they got up, they were picked. So they were the goose pick, as you called them. And they picked someone. They were running, and then they slipped, and they fell onto the ground. And we were just laughing at them.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay, so that made your day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a rather unusual game of infection where someone in our class was it, and we had to run away and hide each other and give each other bows and lives. And that was probably my highlight of the entire trip.
Fantastic. Sounds good.
My highlight is us playing hide and seek and me winning like the entire game. It's very interesting since I took first place because I was like the top hider.
Brilliant.
My highlight of the day would probably be venturing deeper into the forest with our teacher, because then you can really understand the wildlife and see everything that you've never seen before.
Excellent. Good. So, would you all recommend this type of trip to other year groups?
Yes.
Anyone? Everyone would recommend it. Excellent. And one last question before finishing. Why do you think it's so important to learn outside? Why do you think it's important to go out and sometimes step away from the classroom environment? I know some of us said we would prefer to be in the classroom, but why is it important to go out and learn in nature?
It improves your mental well-being. Instead of being stuck inside all day, you kind of get a bit overwhelmed, and that's not really good for you. So if you go outside every now and then, it will improve the way you think and how you look at things.
Excellent. Anyone else?
So, as a brief summary, two words: Mother Nature. So I would really recommend this because, well, if you're just trapped in a classroom, it's not really good for your mental health and physical health. Mm. And you need some exercise, time to just relax yourself.
That's interesting. You said physical health. That's obviously when you're in the school building, there's not really much opportunity to move around except for playtime, break time and so on. So that's a very good answer there, isn't it?
We heard this in the book. Why was a bird born to fly stuck in a cage? That technically means, why were we human beings born to play around, have fun, just be stuck in one place, squishing our minds?
Okay, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. Right, so what an amazing day it sounds like our Year 6 children had. It's been fantastic hearing all about their adventures in the woods, from the activities they took part in to the challenges they faced, and the new things they discovered along the way. Outdoor learning gives children the chance to explore, work together, and experience learning in a completely different and exciting way. And it's clear that this trip was full of memorable moments. A big well done to all of our Year 6 pupils for representing the school so brilliantly and for sharing their experiences with us today. And of course, a big thank you to the staff who organized such a wonderful trip. Thank you for listening to our school podcast, and we'll see you next time for another exciting episode.